WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Lift yourself, man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Was waiting for a beat drop that never came. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
It was a Raw! Things happened! We're gonna talk about them.
We're gonna talk all about the things that happened on Monday Night Raw. Who can be trusted, who cannot be trusted, who are getting title shots, and who are out of luck for Survivor Series, and that's where we're starting here. Tonight, it was announced on social media, and the internet went, why would they announce things on social media? Because when you have they're trying to be hip and cool and all the things, and when you have millions of followers on social media, it means they announce things. So, they announced on social media. What?
I thought that was the new norm, that you just announce things on social media. Other people do it, it seems fine. I mean, why shouldn't WWE do it? Like, they're trying to be hip, cool, fashionable. With it. They're trying to be with it.
Down with it?
With it.
With it?
I can't do that.
Anyway, so they announced the team Raw, the men's Raw team on social media over the weekend. And then Adam Pearce was like, oh, you see, I want Team Raw to win. I guess he's the Raw guy, and Sonya will be SmackDown. He wants Team Raw to win. And he said everyone on Team Raw is a former champion except Dom. Well, he wants...
I mean, he's a former tag team champion. Does that count for anything?
Not a world champion.
But he's a former champion. Like, I mean, he won it with his dad, but still, like, he's a former champion. That should qualify him. Like, he hasn't been there long enough to win the world championship.
So
dude just got off SmackDown, for the love of God.
So he has to earn his spot. So he brought back a former world champion, the almighty Bobby Lashley, with MVP, who's back from knee surgery, still with his cane. And Bobby Lashley defeated Dominic, beat his ass for a few minutes, and took his spot.
This was interesting, because this was almost a little bit of a heelish move from Adam Pearce, because, you know, he basically looked at Dominic and he's like, yeah, you know, you're not good enough, so I'm gonna get rid of you and I'm gonna put somebody else in your place. Like, that was a little bit of a dick move on Adam Pearce's part. It's kind of interesting. But the best part of all of this was in the back later. Dominic is, you know, writhing in pain because he got his butt kicked. And who's with him? His father. Rey Mysterio being the protective, loving father over his son, who is two times bigger than he is, is like the most adorable thing I've ever seen in my life. And there was also a point in this where they're in the ring and they're talking and Rey and Dominic are kind of looking at each other. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what's going on right now, but like, you can't have Dominic turn on Rey or vice versa, because Rey fought Eddie for custody of Dom, alright? Like, there was a whole ass feud and a match about this. Dominic, that man loves you. Like, a lot. So, you can't have the son turn on the father. Okay? We just can't do that. My heart cannot take that. But this was really good. I like this. It was an interesting turn of events for WWE where they took Dominic off the team and they put Bobby Lashley in.
So, in what was one of the highlights of the night, the WWE 24/7 Championship was on the line when Reggie took on Drake Maverick. And Drake Maverick, when Cedric and R-Truth and Shelton all came out, won the 24/7 Championship.
I mean, you want to talk about twists and turns and double crosses? I couldn't keep this straight. Like, there was so much shit that happened in this.
So then Akira Tozawa showed up, rolled up Drake, got the win. Tozawa wins the 24/7 championship, who would then lose it to Corey Graves, rolled up Tozawa and got the win. Then a thief in the night happened. Byron Saxon rolled up Corey Graves and won the title back. Or won the title. Maverick then rolled up Saxon, got the title back. Who then would lose it to Reggie, and Reggie still has the title, but the bragging rights for Byron Saxon 1, Corey Graves 0. Can't wait for the bragging rights to continue forever.
This is going to make Raw so much better, y'all just don't even know. Like, Byron Saxon being able to hold something over Corey Graves forever and ever will be amazing. Also, can we please have Corey Graves display his fashion for the world every Raw? Because, like, he got up, and this was the first time I'd ever seen, like, his pants in a long time. And he had a really banging outfit on. Like, he had the leather jacket with, like, the turtleneck and then these, like, black and purple plaid pants that really worked for him. It's like, I'm sorry, sir, can you just, like, get up and do a little strut every time so we can just see what you're wearing? Because it's like, I need to see it. Because I feel like he's got some really good looks.
Oh, the one thing you forgot to mention when talking about the Dominic thing backstage?
Austin Theory.
Austin Theory took the selfie.
Yeah, he just kind of slid in there for the selfie and slid out.
Yeah.
It's like, Austin!
So, we are backstage with the women, and everyone was talking about the Team Raw for the women. You had the people who are on the team, and then the people who aren't complaining, like Doudrop and Dana Brooke were complaining, and Nikki Ash, you know, was disappointed, and everyone was getting into it with each other. Rhea defended her partner, like you should. So, it led to a fatal five-way match between the women who are on the team. The women on the team are Carmella, Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, and Queen Zelina. This was a really good fatal five-way. Bianca looked really good in this match. Rhea looked really good. Liv was a standout. Zelina played her role perfectly. Carmella was there as well. They all had their moments, and they all had a chance to shine. You had Becky Lynch on commentary putting over the heel stuff. She was very supportive of Queen Zelina and did not care for Liv Morgan. So you could see where they were going on all this. So one of the people backstage that took exception to the situation was Doudrop. Bianca had issues. She took a, you know, issue with Bianca getting chance after chance, and, you know, she wasn't getting anything. And, well, Doudrop decided to get involved, pulling Bianca out of the ring after she had a chance to win. So, heel turn for Doudrop, I suppose. And then Zelina Vega got rolled up by Liv for the win. It was Carmella got rolled up, because Carmella was trying to steal the pin on Zelina. Carmella got rolled up by Liv. So Liv Morgan has a shot at the Raw Women's Championship. And then the ladies, Becky and Liv, got face-to-face on the table.
I liked all of this that happened because there was a lot of setup for future feuds in this. And it was really well done for all of it. I like that you're keeping Bianca and Becky warm while moving Becky and Bianca onto someone else. Because that's what you need to do at this point. And you have Becky work with Liv, you have Bianca work with Doudrop, and I'm not sure about heel Doudrop yet, because I feel like they had a really strong contender in a face in her, just based on what she was doing with the gimmick, but I understand why they did it, because it's like they're trying to make Liv, they're trying to make Bianca, those are your two top faces in the division, and then you have Becky and Zelina as your secondary heels, and then they're just kind of adding Doudrop to be the third.
Because I'm going to interrupt, because you have Rhea and Nikki as 3-4 as your baby faces, so Yeah. Doudrop would be 5.
Yeah, so you're moving people around as you need to set things up, which is good. They're trying to balance the good and bad side of the women's division, which I like. I also like the fact that Rhea Ripley defended Nikki Ash's honor. It was adorable. As they're sitting, like, everybody's standing backstage trashing each other, and then Rhea's like, okay, no, you don't talk shit about my wife. Just no.
And what was a fun little match? Big E beat Chad Gable. I'm waiting for Otis versus Big E. That should be fun.
I'm curious about that. I really am.
We had an 8-man tag, Randy Orton, Riddle, Montez Ford, and Angelo Dawkins take on AJ Styles, the returning AJ Styles, Omos, Ziggler, and Rude. We had some stuff before the match between Riddle and Randy talking about teaming up with the Street Profits. Randy didn't care much for the Street Profits, and he said it right to their face. You saw the team of AJ Styles, Omos, and Ziggler, and Rude end up getting the win when Ziggler beat Riddle. Fun 8-man tag. It was good.
It was very good. I'm glad to see AJ's back and doing well. I think there was a lot of questions about where he was for the last few weeks. But yeah, this was good. This was fun.
So he was back and ready to go. But the premise of the show was all about things that happened between Seth Rollins, Big E, and Kevin Owens from last week. So Seth Rollins came out to the ring in a very blue trench coat.
Seth Rollins came out trying to do his best Paddington Bear.
Yeah.
Go ahead. To say that he's thriving on Raw, I think, is the understatement of the year. Like, I think moving him to Raw has been absolutely the right decision because he's just really come into his own even further with what he's doing. And now that he can sort of shine on Monday Night Raw and he doesn't have to worry about, like, eclipsing Roman on SmackDown, I think it's made all the difference for him.
Oh, should mention that the cold open to the show is Big E and Kevin on backstage, and Big E's just there oiling up himself while Kevin tries to apologize and talk to him.
Look, it's self-care, okay? You have to moisturize. You don't do it with baby oil because it dries out your skin, but still, Big E is trying to take care of himself. Don't judge.
Yeah, so now go back to ring, and Seth Rollins is talking about what happened last week with Kevin Owens. And he said him and Owens came up with the industry together. You know, they slept on the floors together. He said the one thing you always count on Owens was that he would always stab someone in the back. He brought up how he's a snake and a coward, and he's also, you know, he's gutless, soulless, and a liar. He talked about, you know, you can ask the New Day. You can ask Sami Zayn of his past history. Didn't mention Chris Jericho, but here we are.
We don't talk about that.
So Kevin Owens came out and started, okay, Bears just scored.
Oh my God, are they going to win?
If they can hit a kick, they could take the lead. So Kevin came out, chased Rollins around, and tried to beat him up, but Rollins would escape. So throughout the night, Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens, and mainly Kevin Owens, was trying to ask people, do you trust me? Hey, Ray, do you trust me? Hey, I'm trustworthy. Truth, or am I trustworthy? And, you know, Seth would then plant doubt in Big E's mind throughout the night. And then he came out and did a promo and talked about how it was all a plan last week. All a big plan between Seth and Kevin. That they were going to, you know, how they were going to handle things. But Rollins came out and said it because he's a man of integrity.
Y'all didn't see it, but I just looked at my computer like I'm in the office.
So Kevin and Seth had their main event, a really good main event. They battled on the floor at the end, and they were around Big E, who was sitting there watching everything getting on, and, you know, Owens got up and tried to get back in the ring, but he ran into Big E, which led to Seth Rollins winning via the countout. Then Kevin Owens snapped. He attacked Big E, gave him the pop-up powerbomb on the ring apron. He just was very conflicted, but he was very ruthless at the same time.
I am here for Kevin Owens snapping. I am here for heel Kevin Owens, especially if it's sassy heel Kevin Owens. I always feel like that is the best incarnation of him that they give us. I like face Kevin, but like when you get that really vindictive, nasty version of Kevin, there's just a special quality to it that is really enjoyable to watch because he's almost methodical in what he does. Like, there's just, I don't even know how to really describe it because it's like there's such a rage there, but it's like it's well plotted out and it's well thought out and very methodical at the same time. Like, it's just amazing to see how he does it. So, like, if that's what they're going to do with Kevin, especially in terms of him with Big E, and then you have Seth kind of on the sidelines just poking both of them, inciting the flames so they can, you know, eventually destroy each other. I'm here for this because I feel like that's an appropriate use of everybody because it brings Big E into a much more serious tone, which we haven't gotten to see a lot with him. It brings Kevin into the heel role, which he's very good at playing. And then you have Seth playing the antagonist, waiting on the sidelines, waiting for his opportunity, which is what he does best, right? Yeah. Seth Rollins is the opportunist. He'll wait because he can, because he understands the situation. So I liked the setup for this. Like, they're starting to build very slowly past Survivor Series to potentially either Rumble or Day One, whichever they're going to do first. Or, well, we know what they're going to do first, but whichever one they decide to pull the trigger on, that's, I'm looking forward to seeing that.
And we got plenty of time before we even get to Day One. You're probably going to get a title match on Raw at some point. You're probably going to get some big matches going forward in December because you got a lot of shows happening. You don't have the big pay-per-view Survivor Series. We already know what's happening. So people will say, oh, I'm surprised they're not fully pushing Survivor Series. Survivor Series is, you know what it is. It's Raw versus SmackDown. It's very simple. Especially with talent overseas, you can't really have cross-promotion between the two brands. You'll probably have some next week where you'll have like a big angle on Raw and a big angle on SmackDown between the teams to really set the fire. But beyond that, Raw is setting up their next feuds. They're continuing to build the news stories on their show. So coming out of Survivor Series, which is just sort of like here's an event. It's not like a major pay-per-view because there's no major there's no title matches on the show. Raw still has to build. And when you get to those big matches on Raw and then maybe in Day One, there's an entire story that's being built. So I like the direction they're going. Survivor Series is historic, but it's not the main focus. And it doesn't need to be.
Also, I know we don't talk about it, but like, can we just talk about the Game of Thrones little shit that's going on SmackDown right now?
Okay.
With like Woods and Kofi and Roman and the Usos. I'm here for all of that. Like, just the King Woods, because Woods put out a video on Instagram today where he just took a shot at Roman, and he's like, hey, fuck you. Was great.
It was great. Also, Roman sucks.
Peace. Roman sucks. Deuces.
Yeah.
Literally, that's what he said. So it's like, you know, I'm really enjoying what they're doing on SmackDown with that, because I like how Woods, they're building that feud too between Woods and Roman, because Woods has said that he's like, you're self-proclaimed, you know, I don't acknowledge you because you've named yourself as the head of the table, the king, or the tribal chief. You know, you are not actually a king, you are just self-proclaimed. I am actually a king because I've been crowned. I want a tourney to get mine. What did you do to get yours? Kind of thing. And you have this sort of turf war building between Roman and Xavier in terms of who's really the more dominant one. Is it actually the WWE champion or is it the King of the Ring? Mm-hmm. It's adding a seriousness to Woods and Kofi that I like. And it's bringing Woods to the forefront where he deserves to be. So bravo for that. That's really good stuff that they're doing on SmackDown. And just general, like, just the Game of Thrones references where it's like, you know, the fact that they tried to make one of the Usos bend the knee. Like, they're just doing that whole thing. It's like you have the hand of the king, bend the knee, the whole deal. Like, just straight up Game of Thrones is great. But without, like, the sex and the murder.
As I was going to say, Friday night on SmackDown, it is Xavier Woods, King Xavier Woods, taking on the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, in a non-title match.
Should be good. Should be really good.
Should be good. So that'll do it for us here on the Raw Post Show. This Thursday night, we're back live at 10 p.m. Eastern for another edition of The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, NXT, all your favorites. It's The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're here on WallTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, another edition of Super Raider, SuperLive.com, GreatTheGreatDebate.com. Hey, Super Raider has a new logo. Go check it out at Super Raider Live on Twitter. It's fancy. We head to a decade plus four. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio will preview Survivor Series and have the finale of the all-time greatest female character. Tune in, Wrestle Talk Radio, Sundays, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for a Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to a Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code RocketZack or LinZemWord in the Fortnite item shop. Why?
Because we are hashtag epic partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at LinZemWord, LNSDeverity.
This has been the Red Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you Thursday night for the rack and right back here for the Red Post Show every Monday night. Long day with the Wild Talk Radio Network. Stream me live right here at wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.